American media is a business, and it has a mission, not to inform Americans, but to entertain them.
You know, there's happy news for happy people with happy problems.
And the business leaders said that they had to renew with vigor what they called the everlasting battle for the minds of men and indoctrinate citizens with a capitalist story.
Global corporations feeding us the news as they see fit.
Truth is subversive. It's anti-American.
Americans have computers in school, dozens of TV stations, and the most aggressive news media on Earth. Does that mean they're better informed? Hardly.
And now, for Newsreel, here's Sean Kennedy.
And it's a good day. This is Sean Kennedy reporting to you the Internet for Monday, April 25th, 2005. Hunker down, everyone. We've got another week coming in. And don't you worry, I'm right here with you because this is Newsreel, your source for independent media and news that will give you the edge. And it's a folded steel edge against the corporate political tyranny that is trying right now at this very moment to hunt you down like a dog in the dark. They're outside. Don't look out the window. Turn the windows down. Make sure you put tinfoil on the windows. It keeps the radiation out that the satellites use. You can read all the news stories along with me by going to my live journal. You can get to my live journal by going to sean_kennedy.livejournal.com. And you'll be able to get there for the next year because I bit the bullet and bought an entire year of subscription.
A whole year.
A whole year of subscription services for the live journal people because we like them. They're kind of nice. And then they do provide it for free. So
That's right.
I'm going to plug live journal. What the hell? And this is a free radio broadcast that can be heard on Rant Radio, 76 Radio, Wild Bunch Radio, WNY Media Network, KJAG Radio, and Radio306.com.
Oh, my God.
We're everywhere. And I got an email, but through Sim, who I should introduce because you've talked
I'm
twice now.
I'm here, too.
Yeah, he's
Who's
here.
That voice?
Who's that voice? My beautiful and talented co-host, Samarian, is here, which is also the God Almighty for all things Rant Media.
You know, when you're talking this fast, it reminds me of that guy who emailed you once or talked to you once about him playing all this radio shows at double speed and he listens to them playback twice as fast. Well, this show is meant to be played at half speed because you can't understand Sean at all during the intro.
You can understand. They know what I'm saying. They know what I'm saying. They know what's going on. You know, I mean, come on. It's actually kind of neat because it's sort of like there's a whole bunch of traditions that go with meditation and stuff like that where you start a meditation the same way.
Yes.
And for some reason, and I got the idea to start my show this way, I never make anything up. I mean, I use my imagination engine to cook up plots and stuff like that.
Right.
But I believe in experience is a teacher. And it doesn't have to be my experience. So I look at things like shows, radio shows that I know and people use. And quite often with nightly radio shows or daily radio shows, they use the same intro so the host gets in the right mindset for his show. So all of his shows stay consistent.
Oh, the intro's good.
Yeah, it's a good intro.
It's just fast.
Sim doesn't like my show.
It's really fast.
If you like my show and think I should change it, you should email Sim. No, I'm kidding. We do that a lot because we got the email war going on now. Dun, 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 dun. Why is my computer getting earth? Okay, don't do that. You're fired. You just screwed up the flow because I didn't get through the whole intro.
Just continue on. It's fine.
You are free to distribute this broadcast any way you see fit. That means that if you have your very own radio network that possibly spans the globe, you can take me and broadcast through it if you like to lose your job. Or if you want to be some kind of like information terrorist, you could just spread this news broadcast everywhere. Talk is dangerous. And if talk is dangerous, then this show is a pack of razor blades in a playground. Feedback this week. Actually, Sim, do you got anything? Sim's here. Everyone who wants to know, Sim is here.
I'm here.
That was the worst intro ever I've done for you. My beautiful and talented co-host, Samarian, is usually what I say. I'm going to have to make that new for the Monday show format. Because Sim always does
what,
the show.
Write it in?
Yeah, I'll write
it in. A script for me?
Yeah, well, that's how I go through it, right? That way, you
beautiful
know.
Beautiful and talented.
Oh, dude, if you externalize your show format, for anyone who's a budding show DJ, you have to have a show format. Don't just turn it on and go, I'm here.
Hi.
Dead air. No good. So you have to have a show format. And that way when you write it down, it kind of spurs you along. I do that with everything I do.
Oh, it's good because you're never at a loss for what's next.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it stops me from using my usual fill-in phrases like, but I was thinking that, and there I was, and all those.
And we'll go from there, and I was sitting there.
So there I was, and sitting there, going there from sitting. Got some feedback here. I got a letter. Got some mail. Actually, I got a bunch more mail, which I should probably touch on the whole thing. I got a book sent to me. I'm looking at the mail right now.
It's over on the couch.
Which is over on the couch, so I'm going to lean over and grab it. Talk.
Well, we get mail all the time, and we love it. Presents are good.
They are. I'm back from the couch. And what do we got? We got one here from a dude whose name I'm not going to say, but he's from Bristol, and I think that's in Indiana.
Oh, he's got his name's in the inside of the first, in the front of the book.
Is
you
it in the
say
front
that.
Of the book? Did he did he sign it in the front
he
of the
did.
Book? He sent me a really cool book called Conspiranoia, the Mother of All Conspiracies.
Looks
very, very
awesome.
Cool. From Sergeant Tibbs. Very, very neat. And you can bank that this will be winding up using some of this data in After Now. And we got Triad, who loves me. Actually, they sent me this. They sent the letter in a phone, mobile phone box.
That's awesome.
And then they altered all the text on the mobile phone box, so it looks like the mobile phone box is all like, you know, tyranny and crap like that. It's very, very funny. And the funny thing is that a bunch of buddies of mine used to do that for me when I was in the Army. They'd send me boxes and change the outside of magazines.
I used to do that all the time.
Go through mags and like make funny comments in the magazines. And they sent us two T-shirts, and Sim's got one, I got one, and we got some CDs
Muzak,
here,
some media.
Some Muzak.
Yep.
Just, you know, great stuff. It's kind of overwhelming, really.
It is.
You know, and then Desert Runner sent me some photographs and some sunscreen from Australia, which when you think about it, getting sunscreen from Australia has got to be some badass stuff.
Australia is all about sunscreen.
Now, the interesting thing is when he sent that to me, he caused me to think a little bit because when he sent it up here, I guess his dad started some company where they make natural-based sunscreen.
Oh, okay. Cool.
And it's all natural sunscreen stuff. And I was thinking, you know, oh, wow, that's really cool. And then I thought to myself, you know, I could mention that on the show. But then my brain starts thinking that maybe I'm advertising them, because if people just give me free stuff that I have not used and I start plugging it,
right,
then it's, you know, then you've
sold out.
Where's
the line?
Where's the line? You know, slippery slope. So I have not used the sunscreen yet. And the one thing is, what I will say is I don't believe there's anything wrong with endorsing stuff. If you've used it, you like it because you genuinely like it.
You want to talk about it.
You want to talk about it because it's the good stuff. Right.
Or you talk about music you like. Talk about a movie you go to
bet,
went to watch.
Bet.
Is that advertising? No.
When I endorse something on the show, by no means does, and I feel kind of stupid even saying that, but by no means does that mean you should go out and buy it. That's not what I'm doing.
That's one more opinion.
That's one
for
more
you.
Opinion. And the stuff that I'll say, I endorse this. This stuff is the good stuff. Then I would say, yeah, go out and buy that or whatever, because it's, in my opinion, the best item. But I'm not paid for that. Now, this guy sent me this sunscreen. It's all natural. And he brought up a good point. Be like, well, you should think about what you put on your skin, because it is the largest organ
Damn
in
right.
your body.
I don't put bug spray on myself because I know that's filled with chemicals.
DEET, yeah.
Yeah, it's awful.
Yeah, and it totally kills you. But, you know, you can either be eaten by bugs or...
I'll be eaten by bugs.
You'll be eaten by bugs.
Which
incidentally, which a lot of people say, and I've often saw this, because when I was growing up, I grew up and there was like this swamp in the back where I was at. And I got bit by bugs every summer throughout.
Yeah.
And that's got to do stuff for your immune system.
Because that's what I think.
It's like immunizing you with nature's little needles.
Tick, tick, tick,
you know, and you get munched on and mowed on, but I never got sick. I rarely get sick. And with all this stuff that's going on, antibiotics everywhere, oh, must keep the children sanitized as good little pinky lab rats, you know, that kind of freaks me out. So special thanks to Triad, to Sergeant Tibbs, and to Desert Runner for sending me some groovy stuff. Thanks, guys. You guys don't have to do that, but it makes me
it's
feel...
Fun.
It's fun.
It's fun getting... It's like a present. Yeah, it's like Christmas.
It's like
Christmas. It's your
with
birthday.
Crazy people. I don't know.
But I guess we give them stuff too. Like this show.
Well,
here it is.
If
have
you
it.
Were to think about,
here's a present.
I was thinking about that the other day. You know, before there was the internet, and we had to go buy CDs. You know, and because I bought Jello Biafra's spoken word CDs.
I've got all his stuff on vinyl.
Oh, yeah.
All the spoken word on vinyl.
Now, the thing is that his spoken word shows, I mean, the Jello's a god. I'm not nearly as good as Jello is. But, I mean, when you listen to his spoken word stuff, it's comparable. Like, it's the same kind of thing.
Yep.
And I was paying $30 a CD for an hour of Jello doing what I do every day.
Exactly.
And how many episodes have we got on the line right now?
80.
80 episodes?
Yeah, something like
so
that. 80 hours of
80
it.
Hours. So even if one guy I've never met before, 80 hours at $30 a crack, you know what
that's
I mean?
A
that's a lot of free stuff I'm just giving away to people and crap. I mean, that's kind of neat to see that we're at a day and age now.
That's $2,500.
Is it? Is that what it is? Well, $2,500. Yeah, and look at all the money we're losing. We're losing all this money.
Oh, we're losing
all
it.
My plus WOG at 25,000 downloads since the beginning of March. So 25,000 does. Oh, my God. I'm losing more money than the Motion Picture Association.
That's right.
Fucking morons. Anyway. So let's get into smart feedback here. Dear Sean, I must admit that watching your patrolling show for the first time, my first impression was that you were a raving loon.
Still, good observation.
Still intrigued, though. I watched on to become delighted with your fast-paced commentary.
Delighted.
I cannot say I'm in agreement with everything you said, but I still find it intriguing. I believe there is a place for your broadcast for you in broadcast radio.
But there's a place for you
in
hell.
There's a place for you in broadcast radio. Hope to hear you on NPR someday. Until then, I will look for future installments of your show, and that's from Aaron.
I think you're too excited for NPR. NPR is very laid back. Every
you know
show
what?
I've listened to, there, like, hi, welcome to NPR Radio. And
it's like today co-op radio. It's like, hi there, welcome to co-op radio. I'm your host, Doug. And today we're going to be playing fast-paced tempo beats from Europe. And I'm like...
And we've got somebody with a book coming
and
in.
We've got a guy with a book. He's coming in. Did you read a book? Hi. is this on?
I love that station.
I think I'm going to lose... Oops. Is the radio on? Is it working? Are we broadcasting? Yeah, that's what I'm getting.
And I love outside co-op radio. It's on, like, the main drag in Vancouver. And if you listen really carefully, you can hear pigeons outside.
Are you serious?
Because they leave the window open. You hear cars going by. It's awesome.
That's
so awesome.
That's like, you know... And I think co-op radio is really, really important, you know what I mean? But the more and more I broadcast to the internet, it's like when, who was that magazine? Was it Spin?
Yeah.
When they ran the article, they're like, would you ever work for a real radio station?
Yep.
And my response, which Sim censored, was, would you ever write for a real magazine? But, you know, Sim wouldn't do that because they wouldn't run the article in.
And then it'd be totally pointless.
And we were nobody back then, so we needed the press. But the,
we didn't need press.
We did need the press back in the day. That was the first major press article we had with Spin.
Okay.
It was. We needed some press. It was nice, and I was all excited.
Give a shit about press.
No, I don't give a shit about press now. Oh, but we were dumb and young back then. We didn't know crap. We're like, oh, MTV called me.
It's the big time.
A bunch of losers. Meanwhile, they're fishing for ideas for me. That's all what that was. It was like, hey,
oh,
this guy's
new
and on the bleeding edge. Give us a show design. Never heard from again. That's what pissed me off.
Yeah.
I would be cool with Meredith Davis and the entire crowd. Now, Meredith Davis was a woman who contacted me, and she was the assistant for some other broad.
Right.
Okay, so the thing is... Is that she contacts me, she's all buddy-buddy, asks for a show format, gives me a few ideas, I send it up.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
That's a normal thing, yeah.
And I would have at least liked to have gotten a fuck-off. You know,
something.
Like so just take a hike. You know, we're not interested.
We don't like it,
Thanks for your
whatever.
Show concept, bye-bye.
Yeah.
And now they own the show concept I sent them, which was this crazy show concept that was, you know, I've got a billion of them. Right? So I just sent them one, and they took it, and then I realized after it was done, I'm like, hey, I just got ripped off in a shell game. Now,
oh, yeah.
Now, normally people just go, but me? No. I don't think I can see me working with MTV anytime soon.
No, fuck them.
And if I ever do happen to have some sort of workings with MTV, you can bang and be like, oh, I'm working with you guys now? Where's Meredith Davis?
I want to see Meredith
I
Davis.
Would like to see Meredith. And oh, she doesn't work with us anymore. Who did Meredith work for? Does she work here anymore? And if she doesn't work there anymore, then I'll find out where she lives. No.
Dun.
And then I'll send the Juggalos over there. Anyway, pick myself up like a clown. Okay. Now, new. Well, I got like a bunch of stuff I got to go through here. So we got to
hurry
there's
up.
No,
right?
There's no drop time here on this particular newsreel show. Dear Sean. In response to the air vehicle, that was the that
flying
chopper
car.
That I think that was like, that did 55 knots. And I'm like, who the hell measures anything in knots? But anyway, it's the same as 63.3 miles per hour or 101 kilometers per hour, which for a flying vehicle is not that fast. 101 kilometers per hour,
it's not.
Pretty damn slow. So I'm thinking that you should go
You're
to
You're going
to
get
Horizon.
Run over in the air.
Well, what you need is you just got to go get those propane butane torches, like those booster torches that provide like 150 pounds of thrust.
Okay.
And you hook those onto the gyrocopter.
Okay.
Yeah, that would work. And then
yeah,
that way
sure.
You could boost that up to like, you know, 200-300 clicks. Ah! This guy with this huge flame trail on a gyrocopter. Yeah. Walk out, man!
Falls apart.
If you need help with any plans, materials, or building or machining parts, I can consult you on anything to do with engineering. And his name has been withheld because I don't want him inundated with engineering. Engineering stuff, but thank you very much.
That's cool
for that offer. Yes, because eventually I may yet build something that flies. Some things I'm insane, but I'm not going.
Because you're
gonna
crash.
So everybody's gonna fly and crash.
Only keep it 1 foot off the ground and go 10 kilometers an hour maximum.
See, he's not actually concerned about my personal safety. He doesn't want to lose his radio announcer. That's what it is.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
that's what
yeah.
it is. My
not personally concerned with
nothing,
you.
Nothing. You just want to film it.
I want you to read out the dictionary next week, please.
Yeah, could you do that? Start from
10 different vocal
Sean
tones.
Sean Kennedy reads the Bible. You know, actually, come to think of it, that would be funny. Sean Kennedy's I do all
in the
Holy
beginning.
Books. I do like
there
yeah,
was
the,
nothing.
The I'll go through the Bible. I'll like condense
selected
it.
Passages from the Bible.
Well, I'll be like, okay, here's the biblical story according to Sean.
All the great stuff where they kill kids and stuff.
Yeah, there's nothing there, and then God shows up. Bang! He makes the shit happen.
The
then from there, oh yeah, I just you know the abridged Bible. I'll do the abridged Torah, the abridged Koran. You know, Mud Hut Religions presents Sean Kennedy talking shit.
Okay.
super terror states in the news. The Matrix wasn't big enough. That's why they killed it. So now we've got Uber Global Matrix coming
in.
Governments are building a global registration and surveillance infrastructure, and the U.S.-led war on terror, civil liberties groups warned yesterday. Now, if you don't, if you haven't been keeping up, the Matrix got shut down. Yes, the Matrix got
quick.
That was canned. Well, it got done. There's four states that still got it. Huge victory for civil liberties. Huge.
Yeah.
Happy, happy, happy. They're dead. The aim is to monitor the movements and activities of entire populations and what campaigners call an unprecedented project of social control. End quote. The warning came from an international civil liberties monitoring group. Including the American Civil Liberties Union, the State Watch, UK-based Bulletin, which tracks developments in the EU. So I'm thinking that the Matrix wasn't actually binned. I'm thinking that they've shelved it because they're upgrading to this new system they've got coming in.
No.
They point to the system whereby all visitors to the U.S. would be digitally photographed and fingerprinted. The EU has agreed that member states must fingerprint all passport holders by the end of 2007. The information will be held on databases. National ID cards, they warn. This is what the Civil Liberties Unions are saying. National ID cards will become globally interoperable biometric passport.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Which means that when you translate through the little engine, that means slave tattoo. The settings of airlines, passengers, names, records, PNRs could include more than 60 different kinds of information, including meal choices that could reveal personal, religious, or ethnic affiliations.
It doesn't say the EU is doing this, too. They're just kind of cooperating. But if you go to Europe, they're not going to be fingerprinting you. It's just going to the states, it says. So
well, the EU has agreed that member states must fingerprint all passport holders by the end of 2007.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah, so
wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, not so good. The U.S. and EU governments are expanding legal powers to eavesdrop and to store the product of intercepted personal communication, the groups warn. So
everything, everywhere, everyone recorded everything you do.
Time to get some fake ID. Yes, yes, it's true. And I am going to be getting some. Thanks for coming out. And it's not going to be kept here. And of course, everything I say on the show is fake. So
Fake.
This is for entertainment purposes only. I had a guy
Taken internally.
There was a guy who, not to be taken internally, because if you do, you'll be running on stumps. Now, seriously, I had a guy who's a manager, quite a high-up manager, for Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Okay.
And I call him the Colonel, a friend of mine.
Right.
And I get into it with him, and I'm like, you? And he's like, well, KFC doesn't do anything bad. And I'm like, yeah, other than the fact that you're in the Merchant of Suffering category. No, there's nothing wrong with you at all.
No.
And I get
it's
into it
good.
With him, you know. Oh, yeah. Oh, what could possibly be wrong with Colonel Sanders? Other than the fact he's a blatant, screaming, homophobic racist. But anyway, and he's dead. But anyway, so he's listening to the show, and he says, your show's totally entertaining. I think that you're really going to make it. And he's like a corporate guy. And he's like, I love your show. I turn it on in the office. I get, you know, all the fucks out. And then at the end of the day, I'm like, I can get back to work, and everything's great. And I'm like, wow, that's twisted.
It's like a guilty little sin, then.
It's like, they're like, yeah, listen. Yeah, I'd be like, you know, I'm waiting for the day to be like, Mr. Anderson, it seems to me that you've been downloading some of that insurgents information. Well, you know, it's kind of fun, and I just listen sometimes. That's not a problem. I can stop anytime I wanted to, you know. I mean, I just do it on the weekends, you know, and it's not a big deal. It's only a radio show.
Well, yeah. Sean Kennedy is on our watch list.
That's right, and now you are on the watch list.
Because you listen to him.
Now,
you've been sending email to him as well.
Yes, email and personal information. We can't verify what's in there, so we know it's our company secrets you're firing. Now, here's an interesting story. Take the piss out of him. An Orlando police officer has been charged with a misdemeanor battery for allegedly, using a taser stun gun on a suspect tied in handcuffed to a hospital bed.
Oh, yeah?
Officer Peter Leinkamp, not to be confused.
Leinkamp!
SS officer Peter Leinkamp was charged Monday by using his taser on an 18-year-old Antonio Wheeler two times. In early March, the 550,000-volt shock came after Wheeler, who'd been arrested on a drug charge, had been taken to a Florida hospital in Orlando. Either would not or could not provide a urine sample. Before the taser was used, Wheeler aggravatedly resisted efforts to insert a catheter in order to get a urine sample. That's when they shove a tube up your dick.
Isn't this ancient? Isn't this a really old story that you reported?
No, this is a different story.
Okay.
This is a different guy who got tasered. This particular
guy
here.
At a hospital. Asking for a urine sample.
Yeah, they're trying to get a urine sample. This guy here was trying to control him. They tasered him, and then the guy hit him twice with the taser. And then he said, okay, I'll give you a urine sample.
That's crazy.
Yes. Yes. So the thing is, though, you got to look at it from a couple of different angles here. Okay, the guy was arrested for drug use. Okay, so he's in custody for some reason. Now, that's not to say... And we don't
know.
He's
not guilty yet.
Now, there's drugs and there's drugs. I don't think he was smoking weed. The cops smoked in and grabbed him and dragged him off by his Rastafarian hair. Okay, I don't think that's what happened here.
Yeah.
He could have been on crack. He could have been on coke. He could have been running around grabbing purses. We don't know anything about how this 18-year-old child who's doing hard narcotics, okay, was doing. So that's bad. 18-year-old kids doing hard drugs is bad. I don't care how you paint that. Okay, so right off the top. Now, they need to get the urine sample to prove the kid's on drugs. If they don't get the urine sample, they can't prove he's on drugs, and then the cop's in the sling. The truth is, though...
Why do they need to prove he's on drugs?
Okay, because
and if the only way that you can tell that he's on drugs is by getting a urine sample,
right,
then fuck the police.
Okay, now that's one way of putting it this.
Oh, we think you're on drugs. We can't even tell by your actions or by anything else except your urine.
No good in court. No good in court. All that's theory conjecture gets shot to shit in court.
You can try and prove
it. This is a bad scene. This is a bad story. It's a bad scenario.
Yeah.
Do I think the cop should have threatened the kid with a taser to get a urine sample?
No.
You know what? I'd probably have done the same thing.
Yeah?
I probably would have done the same. It's shitty and it's horrible, but the way I look at cops...
That's
that
awful. That's a police state action. That's completely
well,
horrible.
Well, it could be seen that way, yes, but we don't have enough data. This is a very inflammatory story. This is one of those stories where had a kid on a bed and tasered him. We don't know anything about the kid. We don't know why the kid
was in
custody.
You're not getting my precious bodily fluids.
Yeah, exactly. Now, what is your urine? Yours, blah, blah, blah.
It's mine, I give it up.
Personally, you leave the kid tied to the chair, he's going to need to go eventually. And then
Mr. Kennedy, we need all your fingerprints, bodily fluids,
stool
sample.
Of course, I'm not going to like that. But the thing is, if you're going to live in any kind of a structured society whatsoever, you do have to have laws and you do have to have law enforcement. And
I don't want to live in that society.
I don't want to. Well, you know, I'm here to tell you, let's not forget that the truth now, was that this 18-year-old child, minor, was on hard narcotics. Maybe he was slipped them. Maybe he's not in control of his actions. And because he's not in control of his actions, he can't be charged.
He should be punished for those actions.
Who gave
not
him the drugs? Where
drugs.
Did these drugs come from? Blah, blah, blah. No. Now, if you're doing hard narcotics like crack, yes, you should go. Like, people who are supplying hard narcotics to children, and 18-year-olds are children, okay? If I'm selling crack to 18-year-old kids... Yeah, you go to jail. Thanks for coming out. You're a bag of shit.
Yeah, but if he is just using the
now,
drugs,
if he's a user,
that's
no.
his choice.
Yeah, and the cop did taser him. Sucks. You get a bunch of pain. Did he nightstick him? Did he do any permanent damage to this child?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's a series of things that, we get all left-wing and be like,
we only see one side of the story,
terrible.
Of course.
But you know what? This is the kind of story that you want to watch and go, and the left-wing media takes it, spins that son of a bitch out of control.
Oh, of course.
You know, and they're like, oh, they tied him to a bed, they tasered the fuck out of him, they put it between his eyes and let it go.
But if this cop gets off,
well,
they're
going to
be doing this
charged.
All day long.
Yeah,
it's
we
can taser people.
There's
in hospital
a lot of
beds
different things
you've got
to bear in mind here. And there is no real solid right answer for this.
No, we don't know the truth of what's happening.
We don't know. Oh my God, it's already at 22 minutes. Okay, we got some more cyberpunk kit. The I hate you ring. This is a piece of gear that I just cannot believe. The stun ring. A beautiful self-defense ring. What it does is this ring that you wear looks like a regular ring until you hit the little button on the side and it shoots pepper spray out the front of the ring. It's absolutely...
There is safety on this thing.
The ring uses the strongest pepper spray formula available on the market today. The formula has the industry's highest rating of 2 million SHU compared to jalapeno pepper, which is 5,000. And it severely affects the mucous members of the eye's respiratory system. The wing has two or three one-shot bursts. A one-second burst and has an effective range of 12 inches. So you're like, I love you, honey. I'll mace you. Die. Yeah, just, you know, craziness. Craziness, craziness. So, yes.
Wow.
Yeah, and the other thing I got as a piece of cyberpunk kit, and this I've seen for a while, but now
I have
I've
seen
a
it for a while,
to buy it. It's $200. This link, $200, but for portability.
For a keyboard.
For a keyboard, but it's portable.
It's very portable. Yes.
So it's a virtual keyboard. The virtual laser keyboard works by using both infrared and laser technology. What this is it looks like a cigarette lighter. You put down, hook it up to the thing, and it broadcasts a red layer, like, beam of a keyboard on a desk.
Cool factor 11.
Oh, like, LCF, don't even talk to me. Okay, so for the fact that I'm typing on beams of light, it made its way into the show. It's roughly, it's 90 millimeters by 34 millimeters by 24 millimeters, and it broadcasts a beam of light. Like, you can put it on your dashboard and have, like, a HUD display. You could, I mean, if it's light, you could reflect it a couple of times, make it bigger, smaller. You could be, you know, like the mods you could do with something like
pretty
this.
Pretty sexy.
Sick. Put one on the base of where, like Spider-Man style, the base of each palm, and then that way when you're working, you just hit a button and it broadcasts just that hand on a table and you can type anywhere. I mean, the applications are endless for something like this. Absolutely outstanding. And more cyberpunk news, it seems that we've got some replicant news.
Okay.
In Germany, a German inventor claims to have created the world's most sophisticated robot sex doll.
Excellent.
The sex androids developed by aircraft mechanic Michael Harrierman from Nuremberg have the hearts that beat hard, have hearts that beat harder during sex.
Scary.
Now, this dude, this aircraft mechanic, this German Nuremberg aircraft, I've built myself a woman. She is the ultimate sex doll. I'm like, that's just sticky. They also breathe harder and have internal heaters to raise their body temperatures.
They breathe.
But their feet stay cold, just like in real life, according to Harrierman. Dude, yeah, I'm not even going to talk about that. He said, they are almost impossible to distinguish from the real thing. You're doing it wrong, Chief. But I'm still developing improvements, and I will only be happy when I have better than the real thing. This guy just scared me.
Whoa.
The plastic cum receptacle are available for about 4,000 pounds or 47,000, rubles? What are they? Mars or German something? Marks, I guess. Each for the basic model with extra charges for adaptations like extra large breasts.
That's a lot of money. That's like 10 grand.
Yeah. Underneath the silicone skin developed for use in a medical surgery is an electronic heart that beats faster during sex. The model can be made to move by remote control, wiggling her hips, and under the bedclothes to make suggestive movements.
Oh.
All at the touch of a button. Creepy! Harrierman said his design was an improvement on the popular Real Dolls from the U.S. So my question here is this the beginning of the Android Wars? Because think about it. No. When it was all ASCII.
They don't have AI. So
we had ASCII porn. Porn was really weak in the Commodore 64 days.
Yeah.
There was the bad animated porn, but that's what drew the industry. So I wonder if the Android industry will be driven by sex dolls. Because if you think about
most
it, if you really
are.
Did have, like, a woman who could stand up and talk and shit like that was even remotely believable to be, like, a sex doll, I mean,
there's a large portion of the population.
There's a market for it in Japan. They'll buy anything in Japan. They'll have sex with Hello Kitty in Japan. So, you know.
It's quite a statement.
But it's true. I've seen Hello Kitty vibrators from Japan.
It's a massage device.
No, it's not. It's shaped like a Kong taken from a big Samoan man. It is not a massage device. Well, technically, I suppose it is. Let's get into some fact fun. Being overweight is nowhere near as big a killer as the government thought, ranking number 7 instead of number 2 among the nation's leading preventable cause of death, according to a startling new calculation from the CDC. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention estimated that the CDC is fat. The CDC estimated today that the packing on chimney pounds accounts for 25,814 deaths a year in the United States. And as recently as January, the CDA came up with an estimated 14 times higher, saying that there's 365,000 deaths. Every day, 1,000 people die due to obesity. The new analysis found that obesity, being extremely overweight, is indisputably lethal. But, like several recent smaller studies, it found that people who are modestly overweight actually have a lower risk of death than those of normal weight. Biostatistician Mary Grace Kovar, a consultant with the University of Chicago's National Opinion Research Center in Washington, said normal may be set too low for today's population. That's bullshit. Also, Americans classified as overweight are eating better, exercising more, and managing their blood pressure better than they used to. Now, I would want to see who funded this study. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
This is sounding like a lot of lies to me. So that needs to be checked some, and I'd like to know, you know, I mean, honestly, don't be fat.
The majority of people I know do not eat well at all.
Yeah, don't be fat.
Don't be fat. Exercise and don't be fat.
Don't be fat. Makes it harder to escape the camps when you're fat. So, now here's another story that's just disturbing. Women as cattle. Okay. The latest religious voices to emerge in the United States society is that of a pharmacist. Now, this is just deranged. A growing number of pharmacists across America are refusing to dispense birth control and morning after pills because it goes against their religious and moral convictions.
Okay.
I'd like to get my morning after pill. There was an accident. I need the morning after. You're not getting it. Why not? Because I don't agree with abortion. It's the morning after, dipshit. Anyway, a growing the development has led to state legislators across the country taking action either protect women's rights to obtain birth control or uphold the pharmacist's right to refuse it. The pharmacist's right to refuse it. That's like saying the paper boy has the right to deny you your paper. The pharmacist does not have... He's not a doctor. He's a pill pusher.
Well, he should be fired by his boss then for not doing his job.
Pharmacists are delivery boys.
There's the pill.
They fill out prescriptions.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go to school for it. But don't get overinflated, pal. You're a chemical mechanic. Okay? So I will tell you what you will do, and you will give it to me. And or I will find a pharmacist who will, and you will be getting your ass fired. But the thing is
trying to make the world a better place.
Yeah, for white Christian people who are under control. But anyway, yeah, that story just makes me insane. And it's yet another... And what about the women? Could you imagine? Could you imagine for a second now? As a man, you know, you could have... Here's something that's $25,000 in fines, or $500,000 in fines, and 25 years in jail. But if you take this pill, you don't have to do it. So you go to the pharmacist, I like this. No, I don't agree with that. I don't care what you agree with. Why don't you tell me, you're either going to give me that pill, because I've only got another 4 hours so I can take the pill, because I don't have time to find another pharmacist. So you're going to give me the pill, and or I'll beat the living shit out of you and still get the pill, because the charge I get for beating the snot out of you is not going to be as bad as being pregnant and having to give birth to a child. So here's the deal. I'll debone your arms if you don't give me the fucking pill. How's that sit for your goddamn, you know, religious convictions? I'll light you on fire. How's that? Now, how about a desktop particle accelerator? Everybody needs one of these things, baby. Let's do black hole experiments at Rant Media. Tom Cohen's Perfect. Team is thinking smaller with big impact. Particle accelerators are a key research tool in high-energy physics arsenal, but it's taking up a lot of space, like miles and miles. But at the University of Nevada, Reno, smaller is better. And also here, too. Cowan, director of the Nevada Terawatt Facility and University, and his research partners have produced a proton beam that is 100 times higher quality than any conventional particle accelerator and fits on a tabletop. That's pretty cool.
That's an advancement.
That's a huge advancement. That's why I made
these
the show.
These things are normally huge.
Yeah. And
like,
it's so it's now fits on a tabletop, and it's 100 times higher quality. Yeah. So very, very hot.
Yeah, that's
now,
cool.
It's used for cancer research, which makes me go, because, of course, cancer research is just merely a money grab. But, I mean, it is important that we do have these advancements in technology. I think it's really, really hot that we've got that technology. We should use it. I think it's cool.
Oh, yeah.
And... here's a really bad idea. Let's get rid of all our arms embargoes against China. Well, that's what France wants to do. French Prime Minister Jean-Pierre Raffarin said Paris will continue to push for the lifting of European Union's arms embargo on China. So that means that once that arms embargo is lifted, China can then go to Germany and go, hi, we'd like to buy all of your Heckler and Koch guns and various equipment and all the really high-speed military kit that's coming out of Europe. So China, who is like pretty much the hyperpower now, if China and America went at it on neutral territory right now, if they chose, let's go to Australia and fight. If they all went to Australia and fought, I believe China would take it.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, yeah. They don't have super carriers, but they do have other stuff. And it's like China is scary. And when they're amassing huge amounts of arms, they're using massive resources. Last year, they used 45% of the world's aluminum. their consumption increased to that level. Walmart and all the car politicals. Walmart is China's 10th largest trading partner, and it's not even a country.
Yeah.
So there's certain core politicals that if you think the core political and these corporations like Ford and these great American corporations will stand behind the Eagle and Uncle Sam, you're dreaming. Jump ship.
They stand behind the dollar.
They will abandon this country and leave us in squalor and make it into a massive inner-city ghetto project state.
They don't care.
They don't care.
They're going where the money goes.
And unfortunately, you know, and this gets back to that story about the cop and stuff like that. At some point, there must be enforcement. At some point, there has to be. Like yesterday, I was talking about the story with the Navy SEALs, with the SEAL hunt, and the protesters saying they were going to start assassinating people for killing SEALs.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's the sharp end.
Yeah.
That's the sharp end. And when at that level, you're at the meat level of conflict. And when you're at the meat level of conflict.
And all negotiations have broken down at that point.
Then what is it? It's another term for war.
Oh, yeah.
and we are at war. It's true. The counterculture has been at war with regular culture for a long time. We don't like to think of it as war because we don't like taking hostages and stuff like that. And the minute you do that, you get killed. But realistically, we are fighting a battle right now for the hearts and minds of the populace of the world. We are. And you either side with us, talking about freedom, justice, light, higher ideals, the force of good, and stuff that generally, when you break it down on paper, doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
You know, but you believe that there's beauty and truth and peace and joy
things.
And all that good Disney stuff.
Yeah.
Or everything is shit, we're all robots, let's follow the dollar. Those are your options.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, believe you me, it's a depressing notion to be welcome to the desert of the real. Okay, it's a bad scene.
But
there is something else. We have the beauty of anomaly. We have things that happen that are, you know, spiritual in nature all over the world. We don't know what they are. We have ghost sightings. We have UFOs. There's lots of stuff happening we don't understand. So that's one of the reasons why I kind of go, you know, you got to fight for the forces of good. And if you die fighting for the forces of good and it was all a lie, there's no shame in it.
Yeah.
But you can bank. The leaders of Monsanto, they want to believe there's no God. Because if there is, baby, Sim will be in heaven drinking margaritas long before the heads of Pfizer will be.
Yeah, yeah. Some of them believe that they're doing good, though.
Because personally,
we're trying to feed the world.
Whatever on it, no. No, the guys
you don't
who
think
were,
so?
The guy putting farmers in jail for collecting seed.
No, they're not thinking
yeah,
about
no,
that.
Yeah, no, no, they're not.
Maybe
no,
the scientists developing it thinking, oh, this is great. It grows easier. It's resistant to
pests
and stuff.
No, you don't murder the scientists. Yeah, the scientists are not the murderers here.
It's the marketers.
It's the man who says, no, we charge them. There is a man who said that.
Yes.
And you fall, and when you try to, who told you to do this? And, well, we sort of had a committee and a vote and everything. Who was on the committee? And then when you start talking about damning whole groups of people, well, the council, whatever, the council's being executed. Why? Because they chose to collect farmers and deny them basic rights. Do I think that's an executable offense? In some countries, I could see it being an executable
just
offense.
Just like calling down the good book.
Yeah. You know, it's a difference between...
You blasphemer!
It's a difference between writing a bad critic review and, like, denying people the basics of food staple survival that they use in third world nations.
You can't grow that food.
You can't grow that food because we license that. Eat a bag of dicks. That's how that works. Sorry. Sorry, I can't get into that. Now, another thing, we're going to be seeing more of this. Hawk organs much? Now, this is coming from a really poor place. But you want to know what poverty is? Would you like to know what poverty is? This is the state of a large portion of the world. We, the white super elite over here in
America.
Very
privileged.
Super privileged. And that's why.
We don't even realize it most of the time.
Yeah, you don't. You really don't. And take a little trip to India if you want to know what the hell's going on. These people don't get email.
Okay?
Say
don't
it at the, they
say
don't
the
get
least.
Email. Okay, the non-email people. A Bangladeshi woman, desperate for money after she was abandoned by her husband, is offering to sell one of her eyes. I desperately look for a job with my 2.5-year-old daughter, Meem. The woman is 26 years old. She told Reuters Thursday at her slum dwelling in Dhaka. But I couldn't find any job and decided to sell one of my eyes.
That's some sacrifice.
What do I do with both eyes while my daughter will die from want of milk and food? Now, this is a true story. This is a real person. And she's not alone. There are millions, and I mean millions of these people, in the Thailand brothels where they have the child sex trade. The girls are lined up, and they're given number tags that they put on their belts so they don't have names. And you line up, and you walk in there, and you look at all these young, like 14, pre-14 women, girls, who have numbers, and you say, I like number 237. And then you take them and abuse them and then give them back, and they resell them. It's beyond sick and weird. And when you have a 26-year-old woman selling one of her eyes to get food for her children, I don't know what evil is. And I don't know how to define evil.
But who is inflicting evil
but
upon her?
I will tell you this right now. Her situation right now, that is some dark shit over there.
Definitely.
And that needs to stop. And I don't give a fuck how you stop that. But if I could pull a trigger and stop this from happening, I would. You know, and you can read that any way you want. But you know what? All us hippie granola munching motherfuckers over here who are like, we need to get along. Everybody needs to be friends. Well, you know what? There are some bad people in the world that need to be removed. And I think we can all agree on that nature. The problem is, though, we don't really agree with how we remove them. You know, my way costs about 39 cents and it's over in about 25 minutes. Your way takes a committee in 25 years and no one gets any justice.
And but, trillions
know,
of dollars.
And trillions of dollars. So, you know, I'm not extolling violence. I'm not saying anyone should go assassinate anybody. That's not what I'm saying here. But even George Bush would agree with me and say, yeah, there are people out there who need to be taken out. And that's just the way it is. Because this, the state of affairs in most of the world right now is desperate. So you need to fight extra hard now to try to, well, I don't know, increase the positive vibration of the planet or something. Because we got to do something with this. Now, this is a reason, this is a story why Vietnam is getting to the forgotten stage. People don't talk about Vietnam anymore. It's on its way out. No one talks about Vietnam. So we've got all this other stuff in the news. But the Vietnam vets were hated, just like most of our soldiers who are going over now are hated. They're calling them baby killers and stuff like this. Now, you must understand that the frontline soldier guy, the WOGs of the world should love vets. We should love vets because they're coming home, and believe me, they know the truth, okay? They know that war is bad. So we
they were there.
Sure they were there, okay? While you were sitting here.
I was there.
They're airborne while you were chairborne. So you know what? You need to, like, really support vets. If a guy's coming back in your neighborhood and he's a vet, drop by with some cookies. Drop by with some beer. Say hello. Say, you know what? I know this is weird. Maybe nobody's done this, but I really appreciate what you did. And I don't agree with it. Wear a peace shirt. Walk up and say, hey, man, you know what? I know that I don't agree with this war and everything, but I think you're cool. And we love you, and you know, I bet you you're gonna see more vets at war at peace rallies. You go to a peace rally, it's loaded with soldiers
because their intent is good.
Yes,
they want to solve problems.
They want to solve the world's problems. And the day that we get the soldiers and the peace activists on the same side, it'll be the same day the core political falls. Let me tell you. So the last thing these core politicals want is for the soldiers and the peace activists to get together. No, 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 no. So they're trying to keep us apart. But the day the peace activists show the soldiers how much love they truly have for them,
they're really fighting on the same side.
They really
want
are.
Peace in the end, but they're going about it by different means.
You betcha. You betcha. And now the link I got on the story was for a Vietnam vet who walked up to Jane Fonda and spit in her face. Hmm. Because she was a peace activist back in the day. And this is like 73 officially the war ended there. That's almost 30 something years ago.
Yeah.
And he's still burned up inside. He's still wrecked. And this guy probably did a tour, maybe two tours.
Yeah.
We got guys going over there to the desert doing the same kind of stuff. And this guy's still fucked up after 30 years. So that's your model. That's what you look to in the past to foresee the future. Okay, so this is why, please, I can't dedicate more time to this, but please, be kind to war vets. Do what you go out of your way to be good to war vets. Really, because these people need your help. They're broken, damaged, wounded people, and you're not doing anyone any favors by trying to prove like you're a man because you're going to go take on some guy who's been emotionally wounded and scarred by the government who betrayed him. Okay, so that's just my personal viewpoint on that topic. Now, we got another thing here on tech waste. Now, this is something we need to be aware of.
Yeah,
batteries.
I saw this. Yeah.
Yeah, this is tech waste is a problem, especially batteries and small gadgets. Guilty right here. Actually, my junior design group focuses on batteries and recycling. This is from Phoenix. She sent me this. Just recycling these batteries and gadgets will really help reduce landfill clutter. If you actually use this article, please remind listeners that cell phones can usually be recycled at the store where you got it. Verizon usually have a Dropbox, or groups can be found that can use the battered women's shelters, give them to victims just in case abusers tries to attack again.
911 always works on the phones.
Also, a rechargeable battery drop-off location for recycling can be found at rbc.org. So that's a great article there talking about tech waste. Check it out. Very, very important to make sure that we don't continue with our gadget fetish to just poison the environment. Because you know what? There's a lot of... And that's something else weird, too. Because we're recycling now, the landfills used to be getting bioorganic material in the landfill.
Right.
But now as we recycle everything, everything that's going into the landfill is more toxic.
Right.
So the toxicity of landfill is getting higher.
Mm.
So... That's one of the side effects they don't really talk about with the whole, you know, recycling thing. Now, from ThinkGeek, this is kind of interesting. RFID, of course, the applications for RFID are really, really bizarre because, you know, they're tracking everything. But you can use it for positive means. I'm not against the technology. It's the implementation of the technology. Everything is configuration. So
that's right.
These guys at ThinkGeek came up with a battery-free wireless optical mouse.
That's so sexy.
It is very hot. You can not only free your mouse from the world of cords, but you can free it from the expanse of batteries. The BFWO mouse gets all the energy it needs from a USB mouse pad. And since it doesn't have batteries and it's extremely light, it equals less hand strain and faster targeting for your favorite first-person shooter. Using the latest in RFID technology to prevent signal interference. In fact, Up to 100 BFO mice can be run in the same room without any interference. But there's more. Three programmable buttons lets you customize your mouse with over 54 assignable controls. So not only can 100 mice be running at the same time, but they can have different configurations. Now that's one super mouse. So it's
I wonder if they tested that 100 mice in the same room.
Okay,
everyone move their mouse now. It's all good.
I'm sure there's a number of guys who make similar technology. But as we see this, maybe there's a way we could use RFID technology. Because if you can take a circuit, right? Broadcast energy to a circuit, make it work.
Yes.
Isn't that kind of Tesla-ish? Why don't we just upscale that? Can you scale that so my car can be run from antenna broadcast power?
Or from lines optics, run along the road?
Well, yeah, but I'd rather have it broadcast because then you don't have to make, like, you just build an antenna and broadcast it.
Energy throughout
the
air.
And because Tesla did it.
Yeah.
Tesla made it work. So, interesting thing to look at. And just in case you're wondering, this story here is going to be killed in the modern stream media. You're never going to hear this story.
Okay.
But consuming processed meats, anything processed, chicken nuggets, wieners, pepperoni, right. Anything that didn't look like it was cut off the animal right then and there. Whoa! Okay. The increased risk of pancreatic cancer. Wow,
that's really big.
Don't touch the screen. Consuming processed meats increases the risk of pancreatic cancer, says new research conducted at the University of Hawaii that followed nearly 200,000 men and women for 7 years.
It's a big sample.
Your data sample is 200,000 people over 7 years, okay? According to lead study author Ute Nothlings, people who consumed the most processed meats, hot dogs, and sausage, showed a 6,700% increased risk of pancreatic cancer over those who consume little or no meat products. 6,700% increased risk. 6,000% increase.
Wow.
Okay, at 6,000%, it doesn't increase the risk. It causes pancreatic cancer. That is not an increased risk. If you
67
take this,
times more
if
likely.
If you take this pill of ricin, there's a 6,700% chance risk that you will die. Which means it's an act of God if you don't die.
Yeah, pretty much.
So it's stories like this that make me go, yeah, you know what? I like meat too. I really do. I enjoy my steak. O blood type right here. But when you see a story like this that is true data taken from a data sample of 200,000 men and women over 7 years, okay, on processed meat, what does that tell you? Yeah. Now, you can either accept this truth right now and go, you know what? That's it. That's her, man. I'm off the meat for hormone reasons. I'm off the meat because I don't trust what they're putting in the animals. You don't care about the suffering? Fine. You don't care about the the impacts of global impact of meat and blah 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 and all the other data there is.
Buy organic.
You know, buy organic. You know, you can't. There's no organic hot dogs, dude. You're not going to find them.
It's not going to happen.
Actually, you know what? I think you can get organic hot dogs.
Maybe.
Don't ask about it. But the process from which they are made is less pleasant. But yes, there are organic hot dogs, I believe. Tofu dogs are actually pretty good. I've eaten the big one. Don't get the little ones. Get the big ones.
Yes,
big ones are
the big ones are much better.
Yeah, anyway.
So ones I get.
So when you look at that and see that that's not a 6,700% increased risk.
That's
even if
huge.
There's a 1% chance of you having it with this stuff, there's a 6,000. Like, that's not a risk, dude. That's a cause. That's a total cause. But they won't say that it causes cancer.
They can't say.
So they'll
instead, the meat industry would go insane.
And
that's why.
There's a scientist right now who's praying to whatever he's got that somebody's going to say that he's going to say it causes him because he can't.
No.
So I say it over here.
They'll get sued.
And they will. They'll get sued right through the floor.
You can't say that about me. Oh. That's defamation of our company, and that's slander.
Yeah, you know.
No, it's scientific fact.
Yeah,
it's not,
actually, no.
I
this
didn't
is,
make
this,
it up.
This isn't slander, and you guys can get all inflamed. It's like when you watch the Scientologists argue on a show. You ever see, there's this one guy the Scientologist got, and he goes out and he argues. And when he gets on a show, anytime, he yells. He's like, and you guys want to do this in the pharmaceutical industry? And he just goes, and the announcer's looking at him. And this guy's wigging the fuck out. You know, he's just like,
whoa, what did my mom said?
You know, off he goes. You know, and then L. Ron Hubbard said just before he shot up in a motorhome, you know. So I'm like looking at this. Now, the interesting thing about Scientology is, too, is that now that, like, Xena's back up. But you know what's happening with Scientology? I've noticed a trend here. They're ditching their old beliefs. This is a great thing about this cult.
Oh, yeah?
Is that they're going to ditch Xena. They're going to phase it out and say, no, we never believed in Xena. We never said you could turn invisible. They're going to adapt their religion. This is brilliant. They're adapting their religion to be uber configurable so that they can adapt it, change all the previous records, and then become the religion of choice. It's a very adaptable religion.
Oh, it always has been. It was a book, Dianetics, before it was a religion, and then they adapted it into a religion.
And now the religion is adapting. They're factoring out Xenu and all the bullshit alien concepts, but it's still a lie. It's still bullshit. It's still psychobabble, and it still wrecks your brain and draws money from you, so they're still the enemy, just in case you're wondering. Thank you. You know, you want to believe what you want to believe.
Oh, yeah.
I can't stop, you know.
But do the research.
But do the research. And the thing is that people think that I'm against Scientologists because I want to rescue people from being Scientologists. Like, meaning that I want to stop kids from being Scientologists, which is true, but that's only half true. If for every drop of blood I dropped, I saved one Scientologist currently involved, I'd be a pretty anemic son of a bitch over here. I'm here to tell you. Because I'd be rescuing people. I don't hate Scientologists. I don't hate them. I think they're good people.
And they're trying to do good.
And they're trying to do the right thing. They've been lied to, and they've been brainwashed. And it's sad, and it's unfortunate, and they're dangerous, so don't get too close to these guys.
You can do good without all that clutter.
And bear in mind, they do have the fair use clause in their religion, which states that if you go against their religion, they can kill you, and that's okay. That's in their thing. Now, let's get into today's daily hack. Everything about diet. Now, since we following the story based upon the sausage, you know, and how wieners kill you, everything is diet. I believe this, and this link here, which was sent to me, is one of the best resources I've ever seen on food information as medicine. It's like it's just this massive resource. You've got it. It's laid out like
it's your fuel. It's what goes in your mouth.
It's garbage in, garbage out, man. And all you got to do is consider how much your food affects who you are. I mean, you drink a cup of coffee. What kind of an effect does that have? Yeah. You start jacking yourself with all these crazy hormones. What does that do for you? So check
it's
out
common sense.
Yeah, it's just, you know, Sim's been hardcore vegan and he's still alive. So what the hell?
I'm still here.
It's true. It's true. You could be fatter though.
Yeah, I could be. Doesn't mean
honestly,
I eat well.
Are you a good? Are you eating properly as a vegan?
No, I'm not. I'm a bad vegan.
You're a bad, dirty vegan.
I'm a dirty vegan.
All right, so that's all I got for you today. But don't worry, I will be back tomorrow to make sure that you get all the information you need to stay alive. This is a free broadcast brought to you by the generous donations of Forley, Dave, the Great Ghost, Jesse, Drake, Philip, Robert, Melican, Michael, Melican, Anonymous, Derek, Jesse, Desert Runner, Eric, Steve, Matt, Brandon, Keith, Timor,
Malcolm,
Peter, Rosalie, Evan, Triad, Matt, Austin, Dave, Brian, Jonathan, Host Mojo, Adam, Mark, Trevor, Brandon, Philip, Jonathan, Michael, Daniel, Art, Darmu, Justin, Charles, Matthew, Lars, Eric, and Alan, thanks so much. And new subscribers this month, who are the reinforcements, the Air Cav, who showed up to help us.
To back up. Yep.
Druid Y, Simaru, Tara, Dark Nature, Brandon, Jason, Richard, Matt, Jesse, Joseph, Andrew, End User, and Christopher. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Cannot say thank you enough. If you would like to help keep this daily news broadcast on the air, please visit rantmedia.ca and click on the donate tab, because every little bit helps. And now more than ever, we need to really, you know, keep this going. Special thanks to some hard netrunners, the Flying Monkey Recon Unit, Pixel Fiend.
I love
Fiend.
That first name, Pixel Fiend.
Pixel
so
Fiend
awesome.
Is good. Yeah, it's really good. Pig Monkey, Wyandi, Redman, Melican, Burger No Fries, Nick Baddock, Dead Code, Ricky Rocket, Valerian, Ronan Sariat, Omega Draconis, and Choi. Very, very cool. No digital baptisms today. Upcoming events, we got Phoenix Fest and Linux Fest. You want to check those two out. They're cool. On the live journal. And thanks again to everyone and their assistance in gathering data. If you have access to sensitive information or any other pertinent stories, please email them to Newsreel. That's NEWSREAL at rantradio.com. And if you like the music in the background, be sure to pick up the album Time Runner by State of the Union. Now, James, you got anything that you wanted to add? Any news, anything?
I'm all good.
You're all good?
I'm all good till next week, I think, yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to leave you now with something that I sort of made out of a link that Helgon sent me. Helgon sent me this thing about a professor down in the States who had his laptop stolen at an earlier lecture. And at his second lecture at about 11 o'clock, he got up and he gave his lecture. And then at the end of the lecture, he tacked this little speech on the end of it about his laptop. And this made its rounds on the internet on Friday.
This is so good.
And I remixed it. And I call it now Professor Smackdown. So until tomorrow, that's what server said. End of line.
Thanks, Gary. I have a message for one person in this audience. I'm sorry the rest of you have to sit through this. As you know, my computer was stolen in my last lecture. The thief clearly wanted to betray everyone's trust and was after the exam. The thief was smart not to plug the computer into the campus network. But the thief was not smart enough to do three things. He was not smart enough to immediately remove Windows. I installed the same version of Windows on another computer within 15 minutes. The people in Redmond, Washington were very interested to know why it was that the same version of Windows was being signaled to them from two different computers. The thief also did not inactivate either the wireless card or the transponder that's in that computer. Within about an hour, there was a signal from various places on campus that's allowed us to track exactly where that computer went and every time that it was turned on. I'm not particularly concerned about the computer, but the thief, who thought he was only stealing an exam, is presently, probably still in possession of three different kinds of data, any one of which can send this man, this young boy, actually, to federal prison. Not a good place for a young boy to be. You are in possession of data from a $100 million trial sponsored by the NIH, for which I'm a consultant. This involves some of the largest companies on the planet. The NIH investigates these things through the FBI. They have been identified, they've been notified about this problem. You are in possession of trade secrets from a Fortune 1000 biotech company, the largest one in the country, which I consult for. The Federal Trade Communication is very interested in this. Federal marshals are the people who handle that. You are in possession of proprietary data from a pre-public company planning an IPO. The Securities and Exchange Commission is very interested in this, and I don't even know what branch of law enforcement they use. Your academic career is about to come to an end. You are facing very serious charges with a probability of very serious time. At this point, there's very little that anybody can do for you. The one thing that you can do for yourself is to somehow prove that the integrity of the data which you possess has not been corrupted or copied. Ironically, I am the only person on the planet that can come to your aid because I am the only person that can tell whether the data that was on that computer are still on that computer. You will have to find a way of hoping that if you've copied anything, you can prove that you have only one copy of whatever was made. I am tied up all this afternoon. I am out of town all of next week. You have until 11:55 to return the computer and whatever copies you've made to my office, because I'm the only hope you've got of staying out of deeper trouble than you or any student that I've ever known has ever been in. I apologize to the rest of you to have to bring up this tasteful matter, but I will point out that we have a partial image of this person. We have two eyewitnesses. For the transponder data, we're going to get this person. Thank you.